Welcome to session two, demo two. And in this demo, we'll be taking a look at shared projects and NuGet packages that we're going to be using throughout our demo app. So as you can see here, we've got a number of changes to our solution. We've got a number of folders that we've added. This is going to help us organize our projects within the solution. And then below that, we've got a set of six projects. These are the Xamarin Forms projects. So let's talk about how I created those. So what I did is I selected on the solution, brought up the pop-up menu, clicked on Add, New Project, and in the list, I'm looking for a cross-platform. And in the templates, what we're doing is we're selecting the blank XAML app, Xamarin Forms portable template. I gave it the name of GPS image tag, clicked on OK. Of course, I've already done that work, so we can cancel out of that. Let's talk about what each of these projects are. The first one here, the GPS image tag portable, is our project that contains all our shared UI code that Xamarin Forms is going to use for each of the platforms that we're targeting. So let's move this into the UI folder here. Next to that, we have Droid, iOS, and UWP. These are our platform targets that we're going to be building. So let's move those into the heads folder here. And below that, we have the two Windows Phone projects. We don't really need these because we already have the UWP project. So let's remove these. Okay, with that done, let's take a look at the NuGet packages that we're going to be using in our demo app here. So to take a look at that, what I'm going to need to do is bring up the pop-up menu. Select Manage NuGet Packages for a solution. Click on the Install tab. And then one of the reasons why we want to use these packages is it saves us time and abstracts the platform specific for the functionality that we're going to be adding in while allowing these features to be used across multiple supported platforms with one piece of calling code. In Xamarin development, this is known as plugins. So these plugins that we're going to be using are going to enable some set features that are common across each of the platforms. So the first one is the media plugin, and it's responsible for all the camera functions on our platform. So it just gives us one abstraction that we can use throughout our application here. So you can see here, I've already have it set up to the three heads and to our core project. The next plugin we're going to be taking a look at is the connectivity plugin, which is this guy here. So it's responsible for providing a comm interface for checking the network connectivity. So again, same story here, is I have it in our heads as well as in the core project. The next package I want to point to is the Xamarin Forms package. This is used throughout the heads as well as our shared UI. And the reason why this is important to point out is there'll be updates to Xamarin Forms core library. So this is the instructions to basically understand how to render our UI on our targeted platforms. And there's always going to be updates or fixes because these platforms are always adding in new features. So to keep up with that, you need to make sure to basically update Xamarin Forms for your solution. So this one is at 233, and this has some good fixes for UWP that we'll need for our demo here. And last but not least, their final one we're going to be taking a look at is the ARGS User Dialog. As you can see here, the ARGS User Dialogs plugin only has references inside our heads. And the reason being is this assembly only provides platform-specific code in order to provide its functionality. So what that means is not all of our plugins can be accessed through our portable class project. We have to introduce a new concept. And the concept, of course, is a shared project concept. And that's what we'll be taking a look at next. So as you can see here, I'm going to close this. So let's take a look at the shared project next. So as you can see here, I've already got that created here in the Xamarin shared folder. So we've got a new shared project created here, which is called GPS Image Shared API. So to create that, basically what I do is select on the folder name, click on Add New Project. And under the Visual C Sharp templates, what we're looking for is the shared project. Gave it the name of ImageTag.shared.api. I clicked on OK. Of course, I've already done that work here. So inside that folder, we have a dialog service. And the dialog service provides methods that are going to be used to call inside the args user dialogs plugins. So it's going to be bringing up those prompts. And this project is actually referenced to our heads. So we take a look at that. So in our Droid project, I'm going to expand the references here. So you can see we've got the core reference here as well as the shared API reference. So by having this reference to the shared project, we are including code files of the shared project code in every project that references it. To be clear, on the other hand, the portable class libraries are independent built DLLs referenced by the platform-specific projects, whereas the shared project is code that builds as part of the projects that reference it. It's as if we are copying the code files into each of those projects. A shared project does not have an independent DLL. And the other thing I should point out too is, so we have the targeted heads area. So with this, we can kind of determine how the code is going to be understood in each of our targeted platforms. So if I switch it to iOS, you'll see that we have nothing here that's going to be conflicting. So this allows us to kind of see how the code is going to be interpreted for each of the targeted platforms. So let's take a look at the references inside our shared UI project for our Xamarin.Forms application. One of the things we have here is we have our view models reference set here. So that provides the interface or the reference to our view models here to our Xamarin.Forms shared logic here. That's what's going on here. So let's take a look at some of the shared UI that we have in our project here. So the first one we're going to take a look at is the camera page. And inside this is the XAML that's defining the UI for this page here. So the one thing I will point out is this is not the same kind of XAML syntax that you'll see inside UWP. Xamarin XAML has a different syntax. So the one I can point out that's obvious is having a stack panel that you would see in UWP, we have stack layout, so keep that in mind. The properties and some of the common tags will have a different name, so keep that in mind. The next, we're going to take a look at some of the supporting files that we have in the project. So the next one we're going to take a look at is the color CS under helpers. And this is defining some static styling that we're going to be using throughout our application. That's all this provides, this file here. The next one we're going to take a look at is the converters. So we have the byte array to image source converter. So what this provides is, this provides taking the byte array of image data from the methods or properties from our portable view model. Because you have to remember, our view model doesn't understand UI objects. So this is going to provide a means for us to convert that byte array into an image source for our image controls. So that's what that provides there. Next, let's take a look at our view models for the camera page. So you can see here, we've got a number of properties and methods. So this is providing some of the properties that we're going to bind to our UI. As well as we got a number of command functions that get executed when a button is clicked. So these are the actions that we take to basically take a photo or to pick a photo from the library here. So we got these two function methods here. Next, we need to provide code with each of the platforms to register the code services that we're going to be using throughout our platform. Because some of the services that we're using, like the Dialog services, uses platform-specific code that we can't share inside our portable projects. So to do that, we need to register the services in each of the project heads. So we'll take a look at that next. So we're going to take a look at the Android first. So to do this work, what we're going to do is we're going to put this code into the main activity. This is the starting point for the Android project. So you can see here we've got a method called register services, and we're registering both the Dialog service and the photo service here. And then we're doing the same work inside the iOS as well. So we're going to open up that next. So you can see here we've got a similar set of method calls here. So basically, we're registering the services and we're calling the same set of services here as we did inside the Android. And for UWP, we're doing that in the app.xaml. So we're going to bring that up. So you can see here again, we're calling out the same register services to basically load up the services, so the Dialog and the photo service. Okay, so let's run our application. Before we do that, we're going to double check our configuration. So to do that, click on the drop down here, click on configure. And what we want to do is out of the box, by default, the UWP head has these two options disabled. We're going to enable both these options. And click on close. So I've already got the UWP set as the starting project. So we're going to rebuild the solution here. Okay, so we've got our camera page loaded up. Let's take a picture. And you can see my wonderful wall here. Gonna snap that. Click on finish. So we've taken our picture, and what I want to do next is I want to give it a name. And with that kind of wraps up the demo portion here. So we covered quite a bit. So we've covered how we are going to structure our solution using the folders. We took a look at how to create these Xamarin Forms projects, and we covered what each of those projects were. And then next, we took a look at the shared projects and how we're going to use that inside our solution. And then finally, we took a look at the NuGet packages that we're going to use inside our demo app. So I look forward to seeing you in the next demo.